We have been reporting here on the growing concern over the deadly outbreak of MERS. There are now fears this virus could spread here in the U.S. The CDC just today issuing a new warning to doctors to be on the lookout. And new images coming in from South Korea, at least 10 dead now, more than 1,000 cases worldwide. Workers wearing protective gear to spray down this subway. ABC's Lindsay Davis on the new alert being issued right here in the United States and why they're so worried tonight.
Panic tonight is evident on their faces in South Korean airports, shopping districts, even elementary schools, young and old covering up with face masks in an attempt to protect themselves from contracting MERS, the virus currently wreaking havoc in South Korea, a disease so potent it's believed to be spread simply by coughing. MERS, which stands for the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, is a severe acute respiratory illness with symptoms that include fever, cough, shortness of breath, pneumonia, and kidney failure. Today, the CDC issuing an urgent warning about the deadly disease as South Korea battles a major outbreak. In the past 2 weeks, confirmed cases in South Korea have skyrocketed to 122, and just today they announced a 10th MERS death. 3,800 more are quarantined. More than 2,600 schools closed.
The fear is that just one person can cause an explosion of the virus. It's believed that the first person diagnosed in South Korea may have spread the disease to more than 20 people, who in turn spread it to others. David.
Lindsay, thank you. Let's get right to ABC's chief medical editor, Dr. Richard Besser, back with us tonight because we had 2 cases of MERS right here in the U.S. last year alone. How were we able to contain it to 2 given what we're seeing in South Korea?
Well, listen to this. What they think happened in South Korea is a very contagious patient went to 3 different crowded hospital emergency rooms looking for treatment, infecting people as he waited. In our ERs, we do a much better job isolating people who have respiratory symptoms. And the CDC is now saying to these ERs, be ready.
All right, Dr. Besser with us tonight.